Papers Read on Finance, with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Forecasting Probability of Default for Consumer Loan Management with Gaussian Mixture Models. Authored 2020 by Hamidreza Aryan, Said Mohammed Sina Saifi, Azan Sharifi. Credit scoring is an essential tool used by global financial institutions and credit lenders for financial decision-making. In this paper, we introduce a new method based on Gaussian Mixture Model, GMM, to forecast the probability of default for individual loan applicants. Clustering similar customers with each other, our model associates a probability of being healthy to each group. In addition, our GMM-based model probabilistically associates individual samples to clusters, and then estimates the probability of default for each individual based on how it relates to GMM clusters. We provide applications for risk managers and decision makers in banks and non-bank financial institutions to maximize profit and mitigate the expected loss by giving loans to those who have a probability of default below a decision threshold. Our model has a number of advantages. First, it gives a probabilistic view of credit standing for each individual applicant instead of a binary classification and therefore provides more information for financial decision makers. Second, the expected loss on the train set calculated by our GMM-based default probabilities is very close to the actual loss, and third, our approach is computationally efficient. 1. Introduction. 1. In the face of the recent challenges, it has been a crucial issue for bankers and credit lenders to find models to predict borrowers' bankruptcy with high precision, Altman et al. Reference 2014, Vagonzones and Severin, reference 2018. As a result, credit scoring systems have evolved as an essential part of bankruptcy prediction and credit risk management solutions. Financial institutions, especially banks, are widely using credit scoring models to allocate credit to good applicants and to differentiate between good and bad borrowers. Applying credit scoring models will reduce credit transaction costs and the potential. Abstract: 1. Risk of a bad loan loss and results in improvements in credit lending decisions. The main objective of credit risk analysis is to use personal and financial information to forecast default probability of individual customers and to reduce the credit risk associated with issuing loan. Within the bankruptcy prediction studies that have been published, there is a wide range of classification methods used, including linear discriminant analysis, LDA, logistic regression, LR, Dimitris et al., 1996, Olson, 1980, and more recently, nonlinear techniques such as support vector machines, SVMs, and neural networks, NNs, Li et al., 1996, Huang et al., 2007, and Mancisidor et al., reference 2020. Recently, advanced machine learning and data-driven approaches have gained popularity in offering state-of-the-art solutions for predicting bankruptcy. In addition, in machine learning applications in the corporate sector, the relationship between company features and credit decision-making is learned from the data rather than modeling the company's financial characteristics, ATIA, reference 2001. Most of the work in credit scoring has been focused on building models to provide a binary prediction on whether a customer will default on their loan or not. Such binary classification routines can be based on various types of supervised leaning algorithms, Hand et al., 2001, Zhang and Hartle, 2010, Min and Li, reference 2005, Salcedo Sanz et al., 2005, and Wu et al., reference 2007. Hand and Henley, 1997, review several statistical classification models for credit scoring. They emphasize that the credit scoring problem does not have a unique best solution. As a result of such surveys, numerous researchers have focused on providing hybrid and combined models for classification challenges present in building credit scoring solutions, and some propose to combine domain knowledge with classification methods, Sinha and Zhao, reference 2008. Some researchers implement a scorecard model using fewer classifiers, while some other employ multiple classifiers and combine them with ensemble techniques, Alayraj and Abid, reference 2016, and Shao et al., reference 2020. To find an efficient ensemble classifier, Shea and Hung, reference 2010, presents the class-wise classification. In order to investigate the performance of a combination of multiple classifiers with respect to a single classifier, Sai and Wu, reference 2008, compare single and multiple classifiers for the bankruptcy prediction. They conclude multiple classifiers do not outperform the single ones in all cases. In contrary, Wang et al., 2011, show that multiple classifiers could outperform single classification algorithms. Their results suggest that three ensemble methods, namely bagging, boosting, and stacking, can improve individual learners, like LR, decision trees, artificial neural networks, and SVMs. In addition, Zhang et al. 2010, introduced vertical bagging decision trees model, which provides a combination of classifiers. SVMs are also capable of being a hybrid component with data mining techniques, where clustering and classification stages are performed through SVM, Chen et al. 2012. As another interesting research, Clustered Support Vector Machine, CSVM, for credit scoring has been reported as an efficient and flexible classifier method compared to other nonlinear SVM approaches, Harris, 2015. Despite the broad range of binary approaches used, there are techniques capable of estimating the probability of whether or not an individual would default on their loan, Ye and Lean, 2009, Capitor T and Barbanera, 2012, Gonin et al. Reference 2012, Krupa et al. 2013, Antunes et al. Reference 2017, and Fung et al. Reference 2018. Default probabilities provide more comprehensive consumer creditworthiness data than a binary or multi-category scoring. As most credit scoring articles are concerned with classification aspects of the subject, further study is needed to update scorecards with information on probability of default and forecasting profitability of the credit lending business itself. Fang and Chen, reference 2019. Either case, for binary classification or calculating associated default probabilities, companies need to obtain individual applicants' information from commercial credit companies that gather customer information and use a mathematical model to infer a measure of propensity to default. By categorizing credit card users based on their usage into two groups of transactors and revolvers, So et al. 2014, provide two separate scores for profit maximization. As an alternative approach to default probability estimation, Serrano Cinca and Gutierrez Nieto, reference 2016, estimate the profitability by internal rate of return resulting in superior business profits. The purpose of this study is to introduce one of the most promising among recently developed statistical techniques, the Gaussian mixture models for default prediction and profit maximization. In this paper, a new classification approach for predicting default probabilities is introduced. Our method is based on Gaussian mixture model, GMM, clustering. GMMs are one of the most widely used unsupervised mixture models, which are popular for their use in clustering applications, Bishop, reference 2006. Using GMMs, we estimate a probability of default for each individual customer. All customers will be placed in different clusters with respect to their feature similarities. Upon clustering data by GMM, the ratio of good and bad customers on each cluster can suggest a probability of bankruptcy for members of that cluster. By using an appropriate decision threshold, according to risk tolerance of the loan issuer, all loan applicants can be classified in two groups. After the model is trained, given a new test sample, our model first calculates a probability that the new sample belongs to each cluster, and then uses the default probabilities of clusters to estimate how likely this new sample is to default. Training data is used for finding the optimal number of clusters, and the parameters of each cluster is estimated using expectation maximization, M, algorithm. According to these parameters, any sample belongs to a cluster with a given probability. As an interesting result from a risk managerial perspective, we show that our approach can predict expected loss, L, of bad loans very well, even when the data is significantly imbalanced. Finally, we propose an approach for calculating a minimum probability decision threshold for a credit lender to use along with GMM-based default probabilities for individual customers for profit maximization. In what follows, Section 2 provides the mathematical background of our approach for predicting default probabilities, where we discuss the Gaussian mixture clustering, and how probabilities can be associated to these clusters. In Section 3, we show how GMM probabilities can be used to forecast L for consumer loan portfolios and discuss the application of our model for profit maximization of credit institutions. Section 4 provides information on the data we have used for our analysis and numerical results with regards to default probabilities in L. Finally, Section 5 concludes the paper. 2. Methodology. In this section, we introduce our probabilistic approach for estimating default probability of consumer loan holders. Our approach is based on Gaussian mixture model, which is a popular unsupervised clustering technique, but its applications in credit scoring has not been fully explored yet. 2.1. Gaussian mixture models. Gaussian mixture models, GMM, are probability distribution functions defined as weighted summation of a finite set of normal distributions NCP, X, theta, equals SOF, X, mi sigma winking face, 1, with the restriction of W, equals 1. In our credit scoring application, X is the customer's features data, N is assumed to be the number of clusters, W equals, Y, is the set of cluster weights, and U equals, min 1. I equals 1, and sigma equals E, N, are the means and covariance matrices of clusters, respectively. O also indicates a normal distribution density within the GMM framework. Each cluster is uniquely defined with its parameters. WIG MI, A. 2.2 probabilistic clustering with Gaussian mixture model GMM is capable of dividing data points into clusters with respect to their statistical features. The clusters are represented by their means, covariances, and their weights. Unlike K-means clustering, GMM provides a probabilistic association between samples and clusters, rather than a binary classification. Bishop, reference 2006. For estimating this probabilistic association, a latent variable Z equals Z1, Z2, Zn is considered such that Ze, 0, 1, and Liz equals 1, whereby P, X, ZK1, equals $X, PK, EK. The joint distribution can be calculated by P, X, Z, equals P, Z, P, X, Z. GMM clustering is an unsupervised approach in which the clusters are not labeled. For credit scoring applications, our algorithm labels each GMM cluster according to its members and their associated probabilities. For calculating the probability of each point belonging to each cluster, we define the GMM-based probabilities as P, X Euro CJ, 0, WJO, XLUJ, winking face. 3, say omega, phi, X, mi sigma, where C represents the JTH Gaussian cluster. Parameter estimation, 2.3. Using training dataset, we calibrate GMM parameter set 0, W, U, 2, to maximize the log likelihood function 1 to 1 log p, x, 0. Since in the case of GMM parameter estimation, maximum likelihood does not have a closed form solution, we use the expectation maximization, m, approach for estimating 0. For a faster convergence of m algorithm, we use k-means initialization to find the first set of parameters. Then parameters will be updated in each step of the m algorithm according to where r, z and k, is the responsibility function. Weak, xn, uk, ek, r, znk, 5, say omega, phi, x, mu, sigma winking face. When the log likelihood function reaches the maximum number of iterations or when more iterations do not improve the corresponding log likelihood function significantly, the algorithm terminates. Thus, equals 2.4 probability of default for each cluster in our model. Each individual credit applicant can be associated to a given cluster with the probability given in equation 3. Considering n customers, with the target of y equals 41. Yn, with e being either 0, bad client, or 1, good client, we define the payback probability of each cluster by p, yc, equals 10, where p, yc, equals 110, is the probability of being healthy in the Gaussian cluster cj given 0. The probability of default for each cluster can be calculated from payback probability by p, yc, equals 0, 0, equals 1 p, yc, equals 1, 0, as I equals 1 p, x, ecj, 1 e, p, yc, equals 0, 0, 7, 2, 1, 1 p, she ec, 0, equals 2.5 probability of default for individual applicants based on the cluster's probabilities. For calculating the probability of default for loan applicants in the test set, we use cluster-wise payback probabilities from equation 6 across all clusters to estimate the payback probability. P, y nu equals 10. For a new applicant from the test set L1 ply C, equals 110, P, x nu euro C, 0, 1 P, x nu euro C, 10. P, enu equals 110. Where x nu is the feature vector of the customer in the test set and enu represents its corresponding target. Similarly, the default probability of x nu is calculated by plenu equals 0, 0, equals 1 plenu equals 1, 0, as L, 11 p, yc, equals 0, 0, p, x nu euro cj, 0, p, enu equals 0, 0, equals j equals 1 p, x nu euro cjl 0. Equation 9 uses the probabilistic information of all constructed clusters to compute the default probability of a new customer. Note that in both equations, 8, and 9, the denominator is equal to 1 and both equations can be simplified. However, we have kept the summation in the denominator for clarification purposes. The relationship between cluster-wise probabilities and new data features is displayed in Figure 1. 3 applications to risk management in this section. We provide applications of our probability modeling technique for risk management of retail loans, including calculation of expected loss and a decision threshold for the probability of default. Equals 1 p, x, ec, o, e. $1 equals 1p, Xi Euro C, 0.6, 8, 3.1 expected loss for loan issuer expected loss, L, is the summation of all possible losses that a loan issuer may bear due to default of borrowers. L depends not only on probability of default, but also on the recovery 8, RR, and the exposure at default, EAD. Mathematically, the expected loss calculated by a predictive model is PD, X, 1R winking face, EADI, L model, I, 10. And similarly, the actual expected loss from the data is E L'actual equals VX, 1R, asterisk EAD, where RE and EAD are the RR and EAD for customer I. To assess the performance of our model for predicting loss due to bad loans, we define the relative L error by L model E L'actual, 12, E L'actual, EL, provided that the denominator is not zero. Here we will show that our terminology above for defining default probabilities based on GMM clusters is self-consistent and provides zero error for estimation of L on the train set. Proposition. On a consumer loan portfolio, suppose the probability of default is given by equation 9, and each customer has a constant loan amount and recovery rate. Then the GMM-based model provides perfect precision in predicting the expected loss on the train set, i.e., cell equals zero. Proof. Let us assume that constant capitals, EAD, EAD, and recovery rates, RER, are associated to all customers. We will show that for the train set, L calculated by equation 11 perfectly matches the L calculated by labels Y equals Y1, Yn in the train set with E being either 0 or 1. To see this mathematically, note that substituting PD with PLYI equals 0, 0 from equation 8 to equation 11 gives the model L as NNC. Then by substitution from equation 7, and by assuming probability PLYC equals 0, 0, is associated to all members of cluster CJ, we have an N 2 to 1 and therefore, EL equals 0 on the train data. This is not a coincidence that when R and EAD are assumed constant, this error for the train set is Euro L equals 0. The reason, as shown mathematically above, is due to the fact that GMM-based default probabilities are calculated for each cluster according to equation 7, in such a way that it represents how many of the individual samples are labeled as bad borrowers. We will show a numerical example of the proposition above in section 4.4. Since the assumption of equal EADs is not realistic, we also provide numerical examples when EADs follow a normal distribution with a given mean and standard deviation. 11. 2 equals 3.2 profit maximizing based on credit scoring as lenders aim to maximize their profit from providing credit to their customers. Modern scorecard solutions are considering profit maximization into their credit scoring architecture. Kozodoy et al. Reference 2019. Here in this section, we discuss how our GMM-based credit scoring model can assist issuers to maximize their profit. As maximizing the profit is equivalent to minimizing the loss, we analyze both the loss and the income for the lender. Suppose that the score of a consumer, with credit feature Xi, is S, Xi. Let Mo be the capital lent to the borrower. We suppose M is the amount the borrower is obligated to pay to the lender, and without loss of generality and for simplicity purposes, we assume that the interest rate's effect on the loan amount is embedded in M if the customer defaults, the amount M is paid to the lender, where R is the recovery rate for each consumer. Let P, Y equals 1, X winking face, be the conditional probability of being good given the feature set Xi. Therefore, at time t, when the loan must be paid back, the customer I pays the amount I, Xi, to the lender. The mathematical expectation of the amount paid to the lender for giving loan to the customer Xi is i.e., t, Xi, Xi, equals mp, 4 equals 1 by 1, plus Mr., 1 ply equals 1, x winking face. The net profit is therefore e, I, Xi, x winking face. Mo and the total income can be calculated by nne, Xi, x winking face, equals mp, y equals 1, x winking face. I equals 1, plus Mr., 1p, y equals 1, Xi, equals m, p, y equals 1, Xi, 1r winking face. Plus r, by assuming the recovery rates are constant, re equals r for I equals 1, n, we can further simplify the total income as e, Xi, Xi, equals nmr plus m, 1r, p, y equals 1, x winking face. 18. N. I equals 1. Now let us define a minimum decision threshold Pmin for the lowest probability such that only customers with P, Y equals 1, Xi, greater than Pmin are given loans. The expected income is NE, Xi, X winking face, equals MMR plus M, 1R, P, Y equals 1, Xi. I equals 1, greater than MMR plus M, 1R, Pmin. M, R plus Pmin, 1R, equals 16, 17, N, I equals 1, N, I equals 1, M, I equals 1, M, 19, I equals 1, where M is the number of customers with payback probabilities higher than Pmin. The above equation guarantees a lower bound for the lender's income by selecting Pmin. The amount of loss for the customer she, L, she, is in the total expected loss for the lender from giving loan to N customers, L, N, is therefore where in the last equation, we have assumed the recovery rates are constant across all clients. RE equals R equation, 21, provides a linear relationship between the lender's loss and the default probabilities. Obviously, the total loss is a function of N, the number of customers applying for a loan. By choosing the decision threshold probability, Pmin, we can consequently calculate an upper bound for the total expected loss as L, N, equals M, 1R, M, 1R, Ply equals 1, X, 22, less than M, 1R, M, 1R, Pmin equals M, 1R, 1 Pmin. Clearly, M equals MP min is a function of decision threshold Pmin and is related to the upper bound of the total expected loss, L, N, asterisk, by the nonlinear T on L, N, asterisk equals M, 1R, 1 Pmin. 23. This nonlinear function can be solved numerically to give Pmin as a function of total expected loss L, N, asterisk. Pmin, 24, M, 1R, therefore, Pmin can be uniquely determined by inputs L, N, asterisk, M and R. The nonlinear function F depends on the relationship between the number of clients to whom loans are issued, M, and the decision threshold, Pmin. We estimate this functional relationship by the train set data and then apply it to the test set. L, N, asterisk. The average amount of loss for all applicants has the upper bound, L, given by T equals N. L, M, 1R, 1 Pmin. This equation shows the amount of loss per customer which directly depends on the ratio of clients given a loan to all clients, M. M, I equals 1, FCN, 25, 4. Empirical analysis. In this section, we provide our empirical analysis on a number of credit data sets to forecast the probability of default for each customer based on the methodology in Chapter 2. We then use our model to classify clients, calculate the expected loss and the upper bounds for total loss based on estimated probabilities discussed in Chapter 3. 4.1. Data. We use a diversified group of 5 data sets from the UCI repository of machine learning database including German credit data, Australian credit approval and Japanese credit screening. Bank marketing data set, telemarketing, used by Morrow et al. 2014. Default of credit card clients data set in Taiwan used by Ye and Lin, reference 2009. Dua and Graf, reference 2017. As well as a large data set from the U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA, used by Li et al. 2018. In some groups for our model. The German credit data consists of 1,000 customers. The Australian credit approval is composed of 307 good customers and 383 bad customers, and Japanese credit screening has 297 and 364 good and bad customers, respectively. The number of instances and features in Taiwanese dataset is 30,024 feature. For the telemarketing dataset, we have 45,211 instances and 17 attributes. In this dataset, the default is one of the variables which has been used as the target in our model. The SBA dataset has 27 features and more than 300,000 of instances are included in the R study. Data preprocessing, 4.1.1. We transform categorical features to numerical features before inputting into the GMM. We use dummy variables for converting the categorical variables to numerical features. We also use a one-hot encoder for German data set to convert the dummies to binary variables, increasing the number of features to 62. The German data is imbalanced, having 30% unhealthy applicants against 70% healthy ones. In order to balance this dataset, we apply a synthetic minority oversampling technique, SMOT. This method is also applied to other datasets except for the Australian and Japanese datasets, because they are fairly balanced. Note that SMOT is only applied to the training sets. Chala et al. 2002 proposed this method for handling the unbalanced datasets, suggesting to draw a line between samples which are same in label, and randomly generating new fake samples on that line. Therefore, if X1 and X2 are two such samples with the same label, then the new generated sample is X generated equals 1A, X1 plus X2 where A is a sample drawn from a uniform distribution U, reference 0, 1. By randomly selecting she and X2 and generating new samples enough times, the dataset will be balanced. We split the dataset to train and test sets with the ratio of n. For datasets from SBA, because the number of instances are fairly high, we use the ratio of 50% for training and testing set. Using SMOTE, the number of healthy and unhealthy instances in the training set becomes equal. In Australian and Japanese datasets, there is no need to use SMOTE since they are fairly balanced. 26. 4.2 Estimating the number of clusters to find the number of clusters, NC. We use two criteria which are a KAIKA information criterion, AIC, and Bayesian information criterion, BIC. AIC equals 2K2 in E. BIC equals lane, N, K2 in I. Where, I equals P, X, 0, NC, 28, is the maximized value of the likelihood function of the Gaussian mixture model with NC components, N is the number of the train set samples, K is the number of model parameters, and X is a train sample. The AIC and BIC methods give the optimal number of GMM components when they reach their minimum level. Figure 2 shows the AIC and BIC values for different NEs, proposing NC equals 9 for German, Japan and Australian sets, NC 80 for Taiwanese data, NC equals 55 for telemarketing data, and NC equals 28 for SBA cases used. We also used 90, 145, and 150 number of components for different subgroups of SBA. The probability of default for individuals in both train and test sets is shown in Figure 3. Our model, as Figure 3 shows, is capable of distinguishing good and bad applicants. As the train set of the German dataset is imbalanced, it is clear from panels A and B of the figure that the model is not estimating the default probability of such samples correctly. However, as illustrated in panels C, D, E, and F, in Japanese and Australian datasets which are fairly balanced, the estimated probabilities of default for the train and test sets are along the same lines. 4.3 Measuring probability of default after creating NC clusters using the information criteria approach from last section. The results for the German, Australian, and Japanese datasets are shown in Table 1. The GMM weights represent the relative importance of each cluster. In the fourth row of each subtable, we assign a probability P, SHE-EC, O, to a given sample with feature SHE, indicating how likely SHE belongs to the cluster C. The ratio associated to each cluster showing the number of good to bad customers in that specific cluster is related to the cluster-based probability, computed by equation 3. For the sake of simplicity, in order to classify customers, we set a decision threshold D1. Each customer with P, X, 0, greater than D will be labeled as 1, and otherwise as 0. Therefore, our probabilistic model can also work as a binary classifier. We evaluate our model by computing the confusion matrix and accuracy measures of precision, recall, F1, and the ROCAUC scores. The confusion matrix shows true positives, TP, and true negatives, TN, in the first row, and false positives, FP, and false negatives, FN, in the second row, respectively. For a comparative analysis of our GMM-based approach, we use two other benchmarks, support vector machine, SVM, and logistic regression, LR. In our comparison, we use an SVM with radial basis kernel and a regularization parameter C equals 1. Model accuracy, as the ratio of the number of true predictions to the number of samples, are shown in Table 3. Looking at the table, it is clear that GMM, when compared to other two benchmarks, provides a reasonable level of accuracy on both train and test sets. 27. The SVM approach is not able to perform as well as GMM due to the fact that it cannot separate unstructured data without normalization, while GMM is a more flexible approach which is capable of exploring directional behavior of the data with its embedded covariance structure. In other words, in contrary to the GMM, the SVM cannot handle the non-normalized data. Since we used the same structure of data for all models, it affects the SVM's accuracy. The recall, precision, and the F1 score for the above classifiers are shown in Table 3. 4.4. Expected loss. The expected loss will be computed under two different conditions. First, when the loan amounts are constant for all customers, and second, when the loan amounts follow a normal distribution. For the first case, we suppose that the recovery rate for all customers is 0.5, and the constant amount of loan is assumed to be $1,000. For loans with inconstant amounts, we assume that the retail portfolio of loans has individual loan amounts which follow a normal distribution with a certain mean and standard deviation. More precisely, we assume that each customer's loan amount is independently drawn from a normal distribution with a mean of $1,000 and a standard deviation of $100. In each case, we calculate the expected loss using our GMM-based probabilistic model and compare it with the actual loss for both train and test sets. As discussed in section 3.1, in the train set when the loan amount is constant, the actual loss and the expected loss are the same. Due to some reasonable errors in our GMM-based probability calculation, the actual and expected loss amounts differ on the test set. The frequency of customers' actual loss and predicted loss for train and test sets, with fixed and random amounts of loans, are shown in Figure 8. In each panel in Figure 8, the upper left quarter shows the predicted loss with M equals 1000, and the lower left quarter demonstrates the bar chart of actual losses with the same amount of M in the upper right quarter. The bar chart of predicted loss when M is random is presented. The bar chart of actual loss for a random M is represented in the lower left quarter. It is clear that the predicted loss for those defaulting is less than the actual loss, while the predicted loss for customers not defaulting is more than zero. GMM can properly forecast default probabilities and models the distribution of the loss. When compared with the real outcomes of 0 or 1 in the train set, our GMM-based model has a zero error on the train set and provides acceptable estimations of the expected loss on the test set. For calculating the probability with SVM, we use the method proposed by Platt et al. 1999, converting the SVM scores to probabilities using the sigmoid function. We use the same loan amounts and recovery rates as for the GMM-based model to find the expected loss for SVM and LR. The actual loss and expected loss for each model and the differences are shown in Table 2. When the amount of loan is constant, the error of predicted loss for GMM is significantly lower than that predicted by SVM and LR, showing that the GMM is working well with biased data in comparison to SVM and LR. When the amount of loan is random, the GMM's error is less than SVM and LR's in the train set. In the German test set, the GMM's prediction error is significantly less than other models. For Japanese, Australian, Taiwanese test sets, the GMM's error is also less than SVM and LR. For the SBA datasets, however, the other models are working better than GMM. 4.5. Managing the loss. In this section, we provide numerical results of our decision threshold selection technique and show how it can be used by a credit lender to manage the amount of the loss due to bad loans. The main objective here is to find a decision threshold Pmin for managerial decision making to give loans to customer with feature C when P, Y equals 10, greater than Pmin. As shown in equation 23, the amount of L, N, asterisk, depends on the number of customers, loan amounts, recovery rate, and the decision threshold. In figure 9, we investigate the relationship between M, 1 Pmin, and Pmin, where M is the number of customers, L, N, asterisk, having P, Y equals 1, X winking face, greater than Pmin. We also calculate the average loss per customer as L, N. By assuming M, 1 R, is constant, L, N, is linearly proportional to M, 1 Pmin. Given this value for the train set, we can apply it for the test set and calculate the loss. Figure 9 provides a comparison on train and test sets. As shown, M, 1 Pmin, for train and test sets in Australia and Japan datasets are very close to each other, and provide an accurate prediction of loss for test set. In the German dataset, however, since the data is imbalanced, we observe a lag between two lines of train and test sets. Giving loans based on Pmin, the actual average loss L, N, for both train and test sets are shown in Figure 10. The accuracy of the predicted losses depends on the relationships estimated in Figure 9. We calculate an upper bound for the loss according to equation 22, for both train and test sets. The results are shown in Figure 11. As this figure shows, the actual loss is below the upper bound we estimated in the train set, panels A, B, and C. In the test sets, panels D, E, and F, the actual loss is under the upper bound, for decision thresholds below Pmin equals 0.8 for Australian and Japanese datasets, and Pmin equals 0.7 for German dataset. Conclusion and future research 5. We proposed a probabilistic unsupervised learning approach for predicting default probability of consumer credit borrowers using GMM. Contrary to many other supervised learning approaches, we have used a flexible and efficient unsupervised learning technique. We used Gaussian mixture clustering to group similar samples and then associated a cluster-wise probability to each group. From the default probability defined on the cluster level, we could derive default probabilities for individual samples. Our GMM-based probabilistic model has interesting applications in risk management of retail loan portfolios. Thanks to the probabilistic nature of our approach, we could give the user the flexibility to choose a decision threshold as a lower probability bound for decision makers to use for credit allocations to maximize the profit of their credit business. In addition, we showed that using our GMM-based default probabilities for calculating the expected loss due to bad loans, we can forecast the loss amount very well in both train and test sets. as there has been little work on the applications of Gaussian mixture models in the credit scoring literature. For future research, we think that, like other previously published supervised techniques such as neural networks, support vector machines and decision trees, it might be interesting to see the benefits of using hybrid GMM-based models and how their probabilistic nature benefits the literature. Another avenue of research could pursue the applications of GMM-based techniques in other classification problems in business, such as customer churn prediction. P. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.finance.